what happened is this: when the judgment of court was delivered on 26th of January 2024, what Kenya government then did is to acknowledge that that decision of the court required them to do this deployment in a certain way. So in between, we are aware of a communication, official communication from the Office of the President, that Kenya and Haiti have signed a reciprocal instrument between the two countries. My thinking is the government is trying to say that we have then put in place mechanism to comply with the particular position of the law that requires us to do the deployment, and therefore we are at a place where we can do the deployment. Now, as to whether they have complied to the dot on what the law says, I have not been able to see the kind of documentation, and I imagine for security reasons it wouldn't be public speculation, but there ought to be some documentation that would then show that they have complied with what the law requires them to do this deployment. Now, the lawyers, the petitioner then, in the first case, have now gone to court again, arguing contempt of court. And the argument is that by virtue of the judgment that was delivered then, the government ought not to have proceeded to deploy. Now, for me, looking at those two contentious positions, I think the information that needs to come out clearly is, if the government of Kenya started this process afresh in the manner required of them under the National Police Service Act, then they need to convince and show and satisfy the concern of the public that indeed we have done the right thing that we need to do procedurally and substantively as required in law. That's the first bit of it. But the second part of it for me, which is now goes to the, I would say, the heart of the general public concern, is even as we take this decision, assuming we have done it legally, the way it is required in law, the general concern is, are our police officers up to the task, considering the long history of instability in Haiti? And you know, the story is coming out that it is run by gangs who are well established, who are well networked, and you know, well financed. So there are concerns whether our police officers can be able to match up, you know, that kind of organization demonstrated by the militia groups or whatever security formation that the government is trying to put in control. Are our police officers capable? Do they have the prowess and ability to match up that? Or are we, quote-unquote, taking an irresponsible decision that may lead to the deaths of many police officers